The cities of Roanoke Park and Kittatinny don't have a whole lot in common besides the municipal border they share, and that's actually what led to the incorporation of the southernmost town some 50 years ago. It was a move, says Kittatinny's unofficial historian Prue Draper, that was driven by fear.
Roanoke Park suddenly had been developed where there had been a seed farm for 50, 60 years. And already the new city of Roanoke Park was making little advances toward getting a little annexation here, a little annexation there. And Kittatinny says, hey, we've got all these businesses. They're going to want the sales tax from our businesses. And we decided that if we were going to continue to be a community, we better incorporate as a city.
Kittatinny will celebrate its half century as a city with a series of public events all day Saturday. But its history stretches much farther back than that, a background that is honored in the city's name.
The name came from a triblet of Coast Miwok Indians who had a little village where Kittatinny is now and had been there for who knows how many thousands of years when it became a land grant back in the General Vallejo days, and they took the name Kittatinny for the land grant.
But Draper says it's doubtful there was ever an actual Chief Kittatinny, even though his imagined visage adorns the city's signage. The 17,000-acre Kittatinny land grant was held by Thomas Page and his heirs and remained undivided until 1893, in accordance with the terms of his will. The Page family was also responsible for the city's geometric center.
The best guess is that it was some kind of a Masonic connection. The Pages were fascinated by it, though. They had a hexagonal barn up on the hill. They had a hexagonal gazebo at the house that they built. And they laid out the hexagonal plaza. But exactly why they chose a hexagon, nobody knows.
For decades, Kittatinny has been known as a hotspot for live music, from psychedelic rock to the modern-day accordion festival, which returns for its 23rd year next month. But Draper says that musical heritage began well before the 60s.
A group called the Kittatinny Women's Improvement Club got established way back in the early 20s, and they built a hall where they could hold dances. And they held dances every Saturday night. So music has always been important. Then in the beginning, during the 50s and the 60s, became very famous, actually, for some of the artists that started there. And then when it folded, they moved over to what had been the Women's Improvement Club house and had the Kittatinny Cabaret. And that's about the time that the accordion festivals got started.
The festival is now Kittatinny's biggest claim to fame, Draper says. So it is both fitting and distinctive that the event's founder, the late Jim Boggio, is memorialized in the town's central plaza.
We think we're probably the only place in the world that has a life-size bronze statue of a man playing an accordion in our central park. And one of the interesting things about that is there is a real accordion that was used in making that statue. They didn't have to carve out an accordion. They put an accordion in there, and then I guess in the process it probably melted.
And perhaps it's only fitting that we let Boggio himself conclude this story.
Come on back to East Kittatinny Avenue, where your daddy's waiting all alone.
I'm Bruce Robinson, KRCB's North Bay Report.